Paul, good afternoon. 3 points, finally beaten Altrincham, and 5 goals.
Yeah, nice to put that one to bed. Good victory. Good for his goal difference. You know, we never long way to go, but you never know if that could come in handy as well. Without playing particularly brilliant, so I think in some ways I see that as a positive to still win 5-0 and not be, you know, totally happy.
From the moment you scored after 2 minutes, it seemed reasonably comfortable then.
Yeah, it seemed like, it sounds almost silly in one way, but I thought we started the game up until the scoring, which was it 2 minutes something. Thought we showed a lot of good intent on the ball, wanting to get on it, quick in his play, and then we scored. And then I just thought it almost like an element of being a little bit easy. You know, I felt that they got some attacking players that could still cause problems for us, some pace in wide areas. You know, Ranks is an handful. They brought Margetts in, who wanting to impress on debut. But we, you know, we got the second half. I didn't think we started great, but then got the third, and say it was comfortable. You know, don't get me wrong, but I just want us to be a little bit better on the ball and take care of it.
You seem to maybe lose a little bit of shape and lost your way a little bit after Gregor's injury. How is he, first of all?
Not as bad as first feared, but I think it's another medial knee injury. So who knows? We'll see how it settles down. I think that, you know, the initial thoughts, I mean, one of the lads said he'd done his ankle, which his ankle and his knee last time I checked are quite a bit apart. So it's one of those, see how it settles down for a couple of days, but it's certainly not as bad as first feared.
But it doesn't maybe look like one that you could recover from in a week.
Initial thoughts, I'd be surprised. But you never know. You know, if I was a betting man, I wouldn't say I'll be available next Saturday, but like I say, sometimes you get a nice surprise.
So are you going to wait and see whether or not you maybe need to go into the market for a left back?
Well, we're getting thinner on the squad front, that's for sure. Sean passed a fitness test before the game, but I would say wasn't 100% fit. And then Danny East was out with his ankle. Not sure how that's going to be, really. So it's just, you know, sod's law. It's one of those days where that's where you're a bit light and you get an injury in your back four, and probably left back was the one position that we had to shuffle about, you know, more than any other one on the pitch.
Nice for Andy Monkhouse to get a couple of goals. It's been a while.
I'm going to say it's about time. I thought I'd just signed him to pick up from corners and free kicks for us. It has been a long time. Two finishes with his wrong foot, although the second one, I think he said it both feet, so I'm not exactly sure how he managed that. It certainly wasn't a fine bit of skill. But the important bit was he was in the right area and the ball ended up in the back of the net.
And Podge getting his normal goal, and I see Omar back on track in the league.
Yeah, Omar in training as well has been looking more threatening in the air. And I had actually wrote down on my paper, my notes, we had a free kick first half that he was lining up, and then he kind of left it, sort of ran towards the box, but not to where the ball was going to be crossed. And I was just saying, you're never going to score a goal. And then the next one, he took a position up back post and scored. So pleased for him and Podge, as you say, got his goal. Keeps his run going and his tally increases.
Omar's general all-around play seems to be improving as well.
I agree.
Good.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah, good performances apart. What did you think of the referee today?
It's hard to be too critical. We won 5-0, but, you know, I don't think either side would be giving a really high score. Let's put it that way.
Were you lucky, perhaps, that you didn't have a couple of penalties given against you?
Certainly, both could have been given. I did think, in fairness, Josh's one, he had got a nudge. There's no doubt after that, it certainly hit his hand. And I think we had a couple that maybe don't look as obvious, but by the crowd's reaction and the players, a couple of times it's hit their players' hands in the box, and hasn't given. But, you know, there was a lot of perhaps different decisions. I think I'm okay saying that.
Are you expecting any more ins and outs in the near future?
Yep, Certainly am. Whether they happen or not, but I want them to, I want there to be, let's put it that way. So let's, you know, I've got to monitor obviously Gregor, Easty and Sean. You know, that's three defenders. We could arguably be down to as last three defenders and young Josh Hunter, that, you know, I don't think is ready yet. So that's certainly an area of concern. After that, you know, I think we can get by for the time being, but I've made it quite clear that I would like to strengthen.
And Scott Brown and Jack McGrath, any news on them?
Again, both of interest. I think one in Scott's case, I think that's nudged closer. But until anything's done, you know, being in this game long enough, you reported on it when things are happening. You know, I got told a story on Friday where a player was all coming over to sign, and the press were ready for it, and then he changed his mind at the last minute. So you're never quite sure, but Scott's certainly has had moved closer as of yesterday, but it's been a game today, and that can change things.
And finally, the Forest Green games, we move to a Friday night. What's your views on that?
Well, I'm waiting to find out if about as the Aldershot game. It's clearly not right if the Aldershot game's going to be on the Tuesday. It's a long enough journey as it is. It's not like it's two mid-table teams going to be playing. So I haven't got a problem playing Friday night if we don't have to play midweek. If we do, then I've got a problem with it.
Because it's two long journeys, isn't it? And then that affects your travelling and your training, of course.
Yeah, you know, if we're at Aldershot, we're going to get back, or certainly the lads who travel to Grimsby at, you know, silly o'clock, and then to go again, and in what is such a big game. You know, for me, it wouldn't matter whether it was Forest Green or a team at the other end of the league. It's not right. It's supposed to be a fair competition, and blatantly that for me is unfair.